Is there a deal or no deal? That's the question in Albany, where Governor Patterson has been grappling with lawmakers to close the state's more than $3 billion budget gap. The legislature returns to chambers later this morning and could vote on at least part of the governor's budget-cutting plan. But it's clear there's still no consensus on solving the deficit. Here to sort it all out for us is Ken Lovett, who's the Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. So listen, do we have any sort of budget deal in Albany?
Well, you know, remember when Bill Clinton said it depends what the definition of is?
Oh, yeah.
It depends what your definition of deal is. There is an agreement. There's an understanding. The governor had been pushing $3.2 billion worth of cuts and saving initiatives. What he got was about $2.7 billion. The legislature has agreed on that. It's as far as they're going to go. The assembly stayed overnight last night and passed it, I think, around 5 a.m. this morning. And the Senate comes back and does it this morning.
How seriously are lawmakers taking the deficit? Do they see it as severe as the governor sees it?
It depends. I mean, the assembly certainly does. They think actually it's worse than what the governor is saying. But the Senate Democrats and Republicans do not. The Senate Democrats have said that they think the $2.7 billion in actions they're taking, which include far fewer cuts than the governor was pushing, they feel that'll do the trick. They feel that the governor has engaged in hysteria, that he just is wrong when he says the state is running out of money.
What's the sticking point here between the governor and lawmakers? Why are they not seeing the numbers the same way?
Well, as I said, they just feel that what it really came down to was the Senate Democrats don't have the votes to push through the cuts that the governor wanted. There was no support to do any kind of mid-year school cuts that the governor had proposed. Initially, he had proposed $686 million in school aid cuts. He had brought that down to almost just under $300 million, and that still wasn't good enough. The problem with the Senate, and we've seen this all year, is the Democrats took control, but with the thinnest of margins. They have a 32-30 majority. That means you need 32 votes to pass anything, and if one Democratic member says no to something, you need Republican help, and the Republicans haven't been really wanting to help the Democrats so much.
What's at stake here for our local schools and our local governments down here, downstate in the New York City area? Do we know how much money they could lose this month?
Well, we don't, because what happened is what the governor proposed in school aid cuts was roundly rejected by the legislature. So this deal that they're passing now will have no school aid cuts. But the governor has also said, after he said this was the last best offer the legislature could give him, said it wasn't good enough, it didn't go far enough, and that he was going to take his own action, which included ordering the budget office, to withhold some payments, in other words, to reduce payments to school districts, localities, you know, transportation funding. But he hasn't said how much that's going to be. It's all going to depend on the state's cash flow status.
You know, Governor Patterson has been saying that cuts have to be made in education and health care, because those are the biggest parts of the budget. But, you know, lawmakers have been pushing back on that. Where are they finding savings, and will they be enough to close the deficit?
Well, again, you know, the Senate Democrats say yes, what they are going to do this morning will close the deficit and will allow the state to move forward next month and pay all its bills. Senate Democrats acknowledge that this will not. They say that the deficit is likely closer to $3.7 billion, and they've only closed $2.7 billion. They've only taken action on $2.7 billion worth of cuts and savings. What they have agreed to, they've agreed to about $100 million or plus of health care cuts, but mostly to organizations. It will not cut any hospital funding. They've agreed to cut local pork money that they get, 12.5% that remains from what they got this year. They've cut SUNY and CUNY 5%, community colleges 5.5%. The Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities. I mean, they did kind of probably a mishmash of about $600 million worth of cuts.
And Ken, just briefly,
on top of what the governor is doing.
Just to wrap up briefly, what do you think the chances are that lawmakers will actually pass budget bills today, and in what form?
Well, as I said, the Assembly passed it at 5 a.m. this morning, and the Senate is going to pass it this morning. No, they have a deal on that.
So it's going to go through?
It's going through. They have a deal. The Assembly passed it. The Senate's coming back and passing it. The question is, does it go far enough? The governor says it doesn't, and that he's going to take action unilaterally to maybe cut school aid and other funding, health care funding. And then that could cause some lawsuits because people are saying he doesn't have the power to do it unilaterally.
All right. Thanks so much, Ken.
No problem.
Ken Lovett is Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News.